If you have your Bible, turn to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter number 8, verse number 1, the Bible says, all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from morning until noon, or in the midday, watch this, before the men and the women and those that could understand and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mathaniah and Shemaiah and Ani and Uriah and Hilkiah and Masaniah on his right hand. And on his left hand, Padiah and Mishael and Michael and Hashem and Hashbadana and Zechariah and Meshem. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord and the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up of hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their face to the ground. Also, Jeshua and Bani and Sheherbiah, Jamin and Akab, Ashenatha and Hodiah, Masanijah, Kelita, Azariah, Josadabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, when we come together to come together. Amen. When we come together to come together. As we look at this and we can see, and you know the story of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a prophet of God. He went up to a man of God. He went up to Jerusalem, amen, after a hardship, after agonizing over, he went up to Jerusalem to rebuild the city, to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem that had been tore down, amen. They were in captivity, and he had got a reprieve to go up there, a blessing from the king, and the king sent him up there to begin to work on those walls. And now the Bible tells us that those walls was finished. It tells us in Nehemiah chapter 7, if you go back and look, it tells about how the walls were finished in those days. And how God began to set it up and began to make this thing ready for the children of Israel to migrate back and to come back. And a lot of them already had. They already come back to the city. They had already began to do the work of the Lord, to magnify His name, to lift Him up, and begin to build back that had been torn down. I want to say, Dave, if there's ever been a time for us to come together, it's time now to build back things that's been torn down, to build back things, praise God, that need shoring up, to be stable, to fill in the gaps, amen. Brother Scott taught this morning in Sunday school. Praise God, there's a foundation to build upon, and every stone is important on that foundation. And me and you tonight, praise God, are those foundation stones. But we see Nehemiah as he's writing this, he's pinning it down in chapter 8, and he's talking about they had finished the building, they were beginning to establish the worship of God, begin to establish the things of God. And we see in Nehemiah chapter 7, verse number 1 says, now it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. And I said unto him, let not the gates of Jerusalem be open until the sun it be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, and the people were few therein, and the houses were not builded. So he says here, what Nehemiah tells here, he said, the walls is finished, the walls had been built, and Nehemiah says, you know what, we're going to appoint people and we're going to appoint a little bit of security in this place. Amen. I want to say for every ministry, praise God, in every house, it needs some security. Amen. Amen. It needs gatekeepers. It needs guards to guard the house. Your house, my house, every house, God's house. We need some gatekeepers. We need some people that'll come up and we'll stand firm. And he said, hey, listen, don't open those gates till the sun's up. And he said, hey, while people's standing by, you close those gates, praise God, at sundown. Amen. He said, why? We got to be real careful, church, that we don't let the enemy in. Amen. We need to be standing guard, praise God, at our house, the church house, everywhere else, that the enemy don't come in. You say, well, preacher, the enemy ain't going to come to church. The enemy would like nothing more to come to the house of God. The enemy would like nothing more to come into your house. That's why we need to establish guards at the house. At your house, and my house, praise God. You say, preacher, what are we working, watching for? We're watching for the devil. Amen. That we won't let the devil and his kind, his horde, come in. Praise God, we need gatekeepers. We need guards against the devil. Hey, you say, preacher, why do we need guards for? Why do we need protection? Praise God, we need to be able to, just like Nehemiah's time, we need to be able to protect the work that we've done. Amen. You don't realize tonight, well, you probably realize tonight, how quickly it can all dissolve if you let the devil in. You can work and strive and try to do right for the Lord for years and years and years, but it don't take but just a moment in time if you throw open the doors and let the devil come in until he'll have everything tore up and destroyed. He'll have everything in disarray if we'll let him. So we need to be vigilant, praise God, to protect the work from the enemy. In 2 John chapter 8, he says this. He said, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Now that word look to yourself means to watch, to look, praise God, or to observe vigilantly, praise God, so that we can protect that we've got. Amen. I don't know about you, but we need to protect the things of God. Amen. We need to be vigilant about the things of God. We need to watch for our children, for our lives and our homes and our families and our churches, praise God. Amen. So that God Almighty can tend to get the glory. You say, how do we do that? By having some leaders. Amen. Having leaders with some courage, with some backbone that'll stand up and say, you know what? There's some things that's just not right, and we're going to get them out of the house. Amen. We're going to bar them out. We're going to keep them out. We're going to be vigilant, and we're never going to let them in. It don't take long for them to tear up, praise God, if they get in. Amen. So we got to be real careful, praise God. We need courageous leaders in this day and era. You say, what kind of leaders is that? That's leaders with integrity. That's leaders, praise God, that know God and recognize who He is, that He is God Almighty. Besides Him, there's none other. There's none like Him. There's nobody with His power, including us, praise God. And we need the help that we get, all the help that we can get from Him in this hour that we live. We can't do it by, a lot of people went off and tried to do it by themselves and made a mess out of their life. Amen. And now we don't look down our nose at them because we could have been in that same predicament, but for God. Amen. I give God praise every day that I wasn't there, Brother Bill. Because God come to where I was and he took me in His arms, praise God. He loved me unto Himself, pulled me to Himself and just loved on me because He could. So we need to have some leaders, praise God, that's got courage, some leaders with integrity, because we're in a battle today. Just like Nehemiah fought a battle, praise God, we fight battles every day. And we have enemies. We have to be willing to fight for our cities, for our homes, our country, praise God, and for our children and for our churches. Amen. Have to be willing to take a stand for Him, for them. Praise the Lord. You say, how can we do it? By rising up and being courageous in the Lord, by taking the integrity, by what we know about God and His goodness and what He's done for us and the help that He has offered us, praise God, and asking the Lord to be our guide and give us the strength that we need. Your strength and my strength needs to come from God. If it doesn't, praise God, it'll be for naught. We can't fight the devil by ourselves. But God Almighty is strong enough, praise God, and He's already overcome the foe. Praise God. He's already defeated the devil. Praise God. He's already shed His blood. He's already hung on the cross of Calvary, and He's already said, praise God, it's finished. The finished work of Calvary, praise God, makes a difference. The finished work, praise God. Nehemiah said, praise God, he said, there was a work to be done, praise the Lord. And he said, it's time to do the work. Amen. When it's time to do the work, it's time for people to come together so that they can come together to the work. Amen. I like what he says in Nehemiah chapter number 2. Nehemiah chapter number 2, Bible says in verse 17, then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in. Now Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good unto me. Amen. Hey, listen, there's nothing that'll do the job like bragging on Jesus. Amen. There's nothing that'll get people's attention as much as just bragging on the Lord. As we was going through here tonight, before we had prayer, we say, just magnify and lifting up God for what He's done for us. There's nothing that'll help your heart more than knowing, praise God, that there's a God of heaven that He's real, and He really hears and answers prayers, and He touches inner objects, praise God, to the healing of lives and the changes of lives. Amen. He said, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But then the devil comes along. He said, but when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant and the Ammonite and Geshem the Arab heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us. The world will despise the work you try to do. But really in their mind, they're hoping that they're hope that you do good because you have hope, and they're just looking for that hope. Amen. He said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? And he said, and then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, He will prosper us. Therefore we His servants will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Amen. So Nehemiah says, listen, young'uns, it's time to rise up. Everything's in disarray. Everything's been beat down. Praise God. He said, it's time to rise up, and it's time to build. I want to say, if he's ever been, Brother Robert, a time to rise up and a time to build, it's in these last days, the dispensation of grace that we're living in tonight. It's time to rise up, praise God, above the poverty of our sin. It's time to rise up above the iniquity of this world. Praise God. So you know what? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. We just get a little while. Amen. The Bible says that life is like a vapor and it's gone. It's like the dew in the grass on a cold morning. When that sun comes up, just a moment in time, and it's gone. He said, that's what our life is in this world. But we have an opportunity to rise up and to build. Praise God, and we see that. Amen. Now see, they'll be, just as in Nehemiah's life, there'll be difficulties in a Christian life. It won't always be easy. Amen. Sometimes it's difficult. Amen. But the main thing we got to do, if we're going to be on guard and we're going to keep our place, we've got to maintain the purity of our faith. Amen. We've got to maintain the purity of faith, and we do that by the purity of the Word of God. We have to stand fast, unmovable, upon this blessed old King James Bible, without fear and without compromise, teaching and preaching the truth of God. Praise the Lord, so that He can be magnified and our hearts can be blessed. Amen. Without that, we're backing up. So we need to maintain that purity, purity of faith. But we also need to maintain that purity, a purity of fellowship. Amen. We need good fellowship. And we won't find much of that in the world. Every now and then you will. Sometimes we run across folks out there, praise God, that love the Lord and ain't ashamed of it. Just break out two or three out in the middle of a field somewhere in a construction site or somewhere, just break out and just begin to praise God and give God glory. That's all right. That's the way it ought to be. Or to be afraid of that people. Hey, maybe some of them people around us looking at you like a sheep looking at a new gate. But amen, praise God, you can praise God, worship God, and God get blessed, God get glory out of it. And you'll get a blessing. But we can maintain, praise the purity of faith, we can maintain the purity of our fellowship for God's glory. So if we look at this and we see Nehemiah, he's writing here in chapter 8, and we see now the Bible teaches that Nehemiah went up to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. He had got permission from the king, he had got supplies from the king, he had got the blessing of the king. Amen. To go up and build. So we see Nehemiah as he arrives at Jerusalem and he begins to build. But let me tell you somebody that was already there. There was a little man of God named Ezra the scribe who was already in Jerusalem. See, God always, when he prepares people to do a work, he always sends the Word of God ahead of time. Amen. The Word of God needs to go first. And if the Word of God goes first, then God will come along behind it and bless His Word. And when God comes along behind and He blesses His Word, then He can bless His work. And when He comes along behind and blesses the Word, He blesses the work, then He can bless the workers. Amen. That God can get glory out of it all. So Ezra was already there. And the Bible tells him that the Bible says Ezra was a ready scribe. Now that means that Ezra was a listening, he was a looking for God, he was anticipating God speaking to him, he's anticipating God showing him, praise God. He was excited about the Word of God. I want to say, youngs, we ought to be excited about this blessed old book. Amen. It ought to be the most exciting thing that we read. Amen. Praise God, it ought to. So we see that Ezra was ready. He was getting the people ready. He was instructing the people in God's Word. So by the time Nehemiah had got to the city, and he took, you know the story, it took him about 3 months to get up there and look it over, and he comes into the city, and by night he goes out and he scopes it out and he sees everything. And it was in so much destruction, so much disarray, that he had to park his horse. Amen. You know those things that we're going to be riding before long. Amen. I hope you know how to ride a horse and where to buy hay. But he parked his horse because he couldn't go, because there was so much obstacles he couldn't go. And he got out, he began to walk around the city and began to look at the walls and began to look at the gates. And it was a daunting task before him. Amen. But he realized that God had sent him, praise God, in order to do this task. So praise God, he just sets out to make the best of what he had. The opposition comes at him ever step of the way. The devil tries to fight him. The devil tries to defeat him. The devil tries to stop him. But Nehemiah is not to be stopped. I want to say, youngins, praise God, we ought to have a backbone like a saw log, and we ought to just keep on pressing on for God. And the more the devil tries to press us, the more the world tries to stop us, the more we ought to just be steadfast, like an old mule with the bit in her teeth, praise God, and just keep pressing on for glory. Amen. You know an old mule get a bit in his teeth, praise God, he'd plow right through everything that he comes on. Old mule. We used to have an old mule one time, and that mule, he wasn't a big mule either, Brother Junior. He wasn't but about that big. But that thing would decide he'd plow all he wanted to plow. And one day we was up on the upper field, up in the upper pasture, and Daddy was a plowing corn with that old mule. And that old mule decided he had had enough for one day, and he got that old bit in his teeth, and he took off out through that field. He went down through the cornfield, went through the pasture, went down through the woods, jumped the creek with that plow and everything behind him. Daddy running after him, trying to catch him, went all the way to the house and went into the barn. Amen. I tell you, we ought to be like an old mule with a bit in the teeth. Praise God. We ought to just press on. Glory to God. Just keep on going with no way to stop us. Praise God. Till we get to the house. Amen. Praise God. When we have enough of this old world, praise God, have enough of the contention and the strife, just say, you know what? No matter what's going on, I'm just going to go with God. Amen. So these folks gathered together. Praise God. Ezra was a ministering and instructing to the people in the law of God. He'd been doing it for a while. The physical work was being done. The physical work was being completed. And the Bible says that when the work was completed, they got to think, they began to set this thing up and set up worship. And the first thing somebody said, hey, say, wait a minute. and said, "Yes, can I help you?" He said, "Hey, where's the man of God?" Amen. Hey, we can't forsake the Word of God. Somebody needs to call Ezra. Somebody needs to call that scribe, praise God, that he can bring the book and the congregation gathers together, praise the Lord. Now the work has been done. The work is completed. But it's time, praise God, to get serious about what had taken place and what they said they did, that the people gathered together, praise God, unto themselves, and they gathered together under God. Praise God, when it's time to come together, we need to come together in the Word of God. Amen. Said they gathered together and they began to cry out for old Ezra. Said, "Bring the man of God." Amen. He said, "Then spake they unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel." Amen. He said, "Hey, listen," said, "call old Ezra and tell him to bring that book that God gave him. That book that we find so interesting." Amen. So they called old Ezra out there to preach. He brought the law before the congregation, both the men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. Now, can you see this playing out? They've been there. They've worked. They've struggled. They've fought battles. They've worked, Brother Junior, with one hand on the trowel and one hand on the spear. They worked with one hand on the trowel, Brother Jeff, and one hand on their sword. Amen. Hey, they slept on the wall with one eye open and one eye closed. Amen. Praise God. They was vigilant. They was on guard. They was observant. They said, "You know what?" They come to Nehemiah and they said, "Hey, why don't you just leave that work and come on down to us?" But you know what he told them, Brother Robert? He said, "Why should I leave a good work and come down to you?" Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, "We're a working for God. And we're getting her done, praise the Lord. And we're looking for mighty things in the day ahead. We're building her back. And we're building her better. And we're building her stronger. And we're getting people that's dedicated. And we're going to go on with God." When we gather together, praise God, it makes a difference. Amen. Bible says, verse 3, "And he read therein before the street." That was before the water gate, from the morning until midnight. Can you imagine? From the morning until midnight. Now, morning was considered 6 a.m. So these people gathered out early in the morning. Amen. The whole crowd gathered together. And they call for the man of God, and he comes. And he begins to read the Word of God. And he read it from morning till midday. Now, my calculation serves me right. That's about 6 hours. Amen. From 6 to 12. Amen. And they stood and listened to him read the Word of God. Amen. He said, and the Bible says, "Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose." Of course, and beside him is all these men of God. He had support. Then he had the Bible tells us, and I know these names is hard to pronounce. We just do the best we can with them, but he had support on the right hand, and he had support on the left hand. Amen. Praise God. He had his support there for him. God did. Verse number 5 said, "Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people." Amen. On a pulpit of wood. Amen. Why do you think we have pulpits today? Amen. Because God be... Did you realize that God sets up things for us on purpose? There's a whole lot of things we read in the Word of God that it's the first time God tells us about it. Amen. And He expects us to carry that on. Because if God says, "This is the way I want you to do it here," He don't change His mind how He does it over here. He sets precedence. He tells us how He wants things done. He said, "When he opened it, all the people stood up." Amen. And said, "And Ezra blessed the Lord and the great God." Now watch this. And all the people answered, "Amen, amen," with lifting up the hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their face to the ground. And it said, so Ezra got the Word of God. And now, a lot of you folks say that I'm long-winded. Amen? Amen. Got an amen out of this corner. Amen. They say that I'm long-winded. because I preached 35 or 40 minutes, 45, amen. But he got up and he read out of the book of law for 6 hours. And then he prayed, praise God, and the people said amen and amen, and they worshiped God. Why? Because they come together, praise God, so that they can be drawn together, and they got help from God together, and they blessed the Lord together, and they praised God together. They got excited about the things of God together, and they were pressing forward for God's glory. Amen. Because of the Word of God, because God had then spoke to their heart. They took the Word of God and they began to rejoice over it. Amen. Praise God. And said they begin to bless the Lord. They begin to praise Him. And they rejoiced because of the understanding of the Word of God. Now notice what it says here. He says in verse number 8, he said, so he read in the book of the law of God distinctly. It didn't say that he read the book of the law of God haphazardly. Amen. But he says, you say, well, preacher, I was wondering why you was reading through that, why you was trying your best to pronounce all them names. Because it's the Word of God. I've heard a lot of people that skip over them, said, all these names, da 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 da. Go to verse 5. But I'm going to do my best to pronounce them best of my ability, even though I tear it all to pieces, because it's the Word of God. And I want you to hear distinctly, praise God, the precious Word of truth. Because God said it. Every one of these names is important. Amen. Praise God. You say, why are they important? Because they're men, that, praise God, that stood with God and stood with God's men, stood with the Ezra, the scribe. And so they read in the book of the law of God distinctly. Amen. They read the book. They read the Word. He read what God, thus says the Lord. Amen. And the people were standing, they were hearing, they were listening. Boy, it's good to listen to the Word of God, to listen, to pay attention. I know a fellow several years ago. Amen. His daddy was a preacher. And I went to sit with him, went to talk to him, went to visit me and Miss Teresa. And we sat down with him, and he said, you know what? He said, the only thing I regret. He said, I went to church and my daddy preached the gospel, preached the Word of God, preached truth. And he said, preacher, they so much I don't know about that book, because he preached, but I didn't listen. I didn't listen. He said, I just have so many questions. And I wish I'd listened. And I asked him, I said, well, brother, what would you like to know? And we took an evening and we sat down with him. And he started from Genesis to Revelation with questions. And God just blessed us that we could take the Word of God and just give him an answer to all his questions. He died not long after that. Went out of here to be with the Lord. But praise God, I'm glad he had questions. He wanted to know more. He said, I'd like to know more. I wish I would have paid attention. You know, we need to pay attention to God. We need to pay attention to the things of God. We need to pay attention to the Word of God. Because I tell you, when everything else is falling apart, this right here is real. This right here will hold us and draw us together. Amen. When everything else is pushing us apart. Amen. We can come to the Lord. In His power. The Bible says they rejoiced in the Lord, gave Him glory. The emphasis was on this blessed old book. Verse number 1, they said that they called Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law. And verse number 3, the Bible says that he read therein from the street. He said, they were attentive unto the book of the law. Verse number 5, he said, and he opened the book in the sight of all the people. Verse number 8, he said he instructed them, and so he read in the book of the law of God distinctly. And then in verse number 18, he said also day by day from the first day of the last, until the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. I don't know about you, but something tells me there's something unique about this book. Amen. There's something that's unique. There's something special. There's something that's needed from this book. The book of the Word of God. Amen. From the first until the last, it's needed. And they rejoiced. The Bible says they read, they heard, and they rejoiced because of the understanding. Amen. When we understand, you know what's wrong with a lot of people today that call themselves Christians? They don't understand this book. And you don't understand this book because you don't understand the God that wrote it. Amen. A lot of people say, "Well, preacher, I just don't understand. I just don't understand this book." Praise God, because we don't know the author. When you get to know the author, praise God, you look a line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and God begins to reveal Himself to you. In the volume of the book, He said, "It's written of me." That they didn't understand, but they rejoiced in their understanding. And the Bible says, "And all the people," verse number 12, "went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth because they had understood the words that were declared unto them." Amen. So they were rejoicing because the Word of God. And you know what? I realized God, Jesus loves me. I realize God loves me, praise God. Not only did they would rejoice in the Word, praise God, but they would obey the Word. The Bible says in verse 13, "And all the congregation of them," verse 17, "that were come again out of the captivity made booths." Now they're talking about remember the Feast of Tabernacles? We done it out here a couple years in October. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. He said they made booths and sat under the booths. "For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until that day had not the children of Israel done so, and there was great gladness." Amen. Because he said they built them booths and they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Income, the Feast of Gathering Together. Praise the Lord. And he said, so they rejoiced, praise God. He said they gathered together so that they could gather together unto the Lord. There's a great gathering now, but one day there's going to be a greater gathering when we gather ourselves unto Him to go to the other side, to where He is. Amen. Praise God, what a day that's going to be.